Meet Ben Simon, CEO and co-founder of Imperfect Produce, an Emeryville-based startup that is out to reduce food waste from the source.
My co-founders and I saw a lot of really good food going to waste at the farm level all around the country, in particular in California. We saw that it was really good quality product, even though on the outside there might be a little bit of scarring or it might be the wrong shape or size. We knew that this is product that people would be willing to buy. So the intent of Imperfect is to create a market for this ugly produce.
They began by offering a weekly subscription service using the CSA, or Community Supported Agriculture, model. But even with 3,000 subscribers, Simon knew that breaking into retail groceries was the next level they would have to reach. Last month, five Bay Area Whole Foods stores decided to give Imperfect Produce a test and see if their customers were ready to embrace the concept.
Reducing food waste, making an impact on the environment, has always been an important piece of where we choose to go. And at this point, we think that consumers are really ready and interested in checking this out.
Taryn Wolf is Whole Foods' regional produce coordinator for the Bay Area. She's overseeing the test marketing, which includes their stores in Sonoma and Cottingtown Mall. They began last month with a single item, mandarins. That drew a good response all round, so they're now trying a second produce item, baby potatoes. Wolf says they're priced to attract shoppers' attention.
In this case, the price differential is relatively significant. These are 98 cents for a 2-pound bag, and we have a range of $1.29 to $1.99 per pound on those same items, depending on if they're organic or not.
During a recent visit to the Cottingtown store, KRCB found a high level of acceptance in a small, random sampling of shoppers.
It doesn't matter if it's uniform or not. You're going to eat it anyway, so it doesn't matter about the size. It doesn't matter, you know, if it's not the same color or whatever. I would buy it, yes. Absolutely.
First look, I will say yes, I will buy them because I'm pretty much into potatoes. Yeah, I will buy that, definitely.
I think it's just fine. There's no need for perfect produce. If it's a good product, it's a good product. If it's healthy for us, let's eat it. I hate to see food go to waste.
That reaction from shoppers Priscilla Smith, Sanel Castro, and Marianne Hansen is just what Ben Simon was hoping to hear.
It's a big deal for us, and it's a big deal for Ugly Produce as a movement in America. And this is one of the first times Ugly Produce has gotten in a major retail chain. And that kind of visibility is really good for consumers starting to understand that even though this product looks a little bit funny on the outside, it's perfectly good on the inside.
He's also hoping that such encouraging responses will prompt Whole Foods to expand their partnership with both more items and more stores. Taryn Wolf says that's a definite possibility.
Should the pilot go well, we'll expand to another group, and it's something we'd love to do as widely as possible should we see the success we are aiming for.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.